I think it's important also to remember that the hair is associated also with authority over the head, right? So the woman has the natural hair that's been given to her. It's a veil, it's a covering. As we sit in meetings like this and the Word of God is open, a sister covers her head. But a sister has, a woman has, authority over her head, which is the male. The male has authority upon his head, which is Christ. And the Nazarite, the male Nazarite, when he grows the long hair, as we've been saying, it is unnatural. It is something that is very visible because, you know, a woman is to have the long hair. And now he moves around in his community and people see this long hair and it's like he's taken the place of a woman. He's putting himself in that role in submission to God. And so another man would look at that and other women as well and say, wow, this is pretty deep what this person is doing. Because, you know, the withholding of wine is maybe something that may not be seen by many. They might see it in his actions, perhaps. But certainly here there was an outward manifestation or mark that this person took the vow of the Nazarite. So number one, it was to say, I'm willing in a very unique way to demonstrate that I'm under the authority of God. And so my movements, my direction, my purpose is directed directly from him. Remember, Moses was the lawgiver. He was leading and directing the people. But in this very special, unique case, and this is the way it is to be with us, is that our movements, our direction, the authority that we fall under is the Lord himself. That's why it said, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Because if your parents tell you to do something illegal and it's not in the Lord, well, there's an exemption there. But Christian parents are not going to tell you to do something illegal because they too are under the authority of the Lord. Then I like the thought that the razor would not come upon his head until the days be fulfilled. As Brother John and Brother Emil are saying, there is this period of time by which we're going to stand out to the world. And that's what we should be doing today. Our purpose, our direction, the perspective that we have on things comes from the one who has authority over our heads. I also think this carries with it the thought of humiliation, taking the low place. You know, these are the features that we see in the Lord Jesus himself. But there's coming a period of time when these things will end. But they will give way. They will not end so we can then go do whatever we want. They'll end in the culmination of the true David coming. And as young people, this is what we would have a desire. You know, it is, you know, some of you are in college and maybe you're in high school too. And there's this thing about team or school pride and school spirit. And if you've ever been on a team and a team wins, there's a tremendous amount of pride being associated with the school that's won a championship. Or if you're in a band or orchestra, and sometimes the schools compete and you win first prize. And boy, I tell you, you feel so good within yourself to say, we worked hard for 16 weeks and we won. Can you imagine how we should feel when we don't take things that are naturally joyous from the world? When we live in a way that it is clear to our friends, our teachers, our parents, the saints, that here is a young man, here is a young lady who is under the authority of God. You can hear it in their speech. And you know what? We're talking about music and all these things. That you don't need your parents. Or a Bible study like this. To say, you know, some of these things we need to be rid of. As those who take this vow of a Nazarite from the time we're saved to the coming of the Lord, to be able to say, you know, that thing isn't good. And as one who is under the authority of the true Nazarite, I'm going to clean these things up so that I can have the power, the spiritual power. And really, this is what true Nazariteship results in, that we have spiritual vitality. Mm-hmm. This man and this woman, I'll tell you, that spiritually, you know, we've all had this experience to really feel spiritually up on a mountaintop, to be soaring. And this is how the Lord would want us always to feel and to be, as those who can look at some of the legitimate things, have them in their proper place, to recognize I'm under the authority of another, I can take the low place, and there's an energy, a spiritual vitality that's associated with taking up these principles in our lives.
So Tony, and you repeated it a few times, being under the authority of the Lord, how do I know what is really the Lord's rights? Mm. What are His commandments? What is He requiring of me unless I read the Word and mm-hmm. I take it in? I mean, this is really important because, listen, if a Nazarite said, well, you know what, I'm not going to drink wine and I'm not going to cut my hair and I'm not going to touch a dead body and I'm not going to drink Coke because I think that's, you know, or Pepsi because that's just part of it. I'm making up my own stuff now. Yeah. Or I'm going to add, no. You got to just, because sometimes we may have our own idea of how our spiritual life ought to be. And we might end up doing weird stuff and blame it on Christianity. It has nothing to do with Christianity at all. And you see that in the world. There is, listen, you listen to some of these preachers on the radio, and I mean, way wacky, way off completely. And thousands are following them. Listen, it is the Word of God. If you wanted to know what the Lord wants you to do, don't listen to a TV preacher or a radio preacher. Listen to the Word of God. And if you listen to something, examine it in the light of the Word of God to know what the authority of the Word of God is. Because a Nazarite understood why he's doing what he was doing. What, somebody said, hey, lady, you have a kind of a, you never cut your hair. What's wrong with you? Oh, I'm a Nazarite. What does that mean? Oh, I am in subjection. You know, man, what's wrong with you? Why do you have a long hair? Why didn't you drink water? Just have a little bit. You don't have much. They understand what they're doing because they understood the Word of God. And we need to have a reason to answer. Because somebody's going to ask you, why are you not doing these things? And you better be able to answer from the Word of God why you're doing what you are doing. So being under the authority of the Word, the authority of the Lord, having a long hair spiritually means that I understand the Word of God. I've been reading the Word of God. I have a relationship. I know what's His desire. I think Lars was saying earlier, when he said, a Nazarite and a Nazarite, is it the same thing? Well, you know what? It sounds the same to me. But if I read the Word of God and I dig into it, I realize, now, wait a second. No, it is not. That has nothing to do with that at all. Otherwise, you start saying, oh, the Lord Jesus was a Nazarite because he's from Nazareth. And then you start adding a few things or taking away a few things. And you mess everything up. The point is this, the Word of God. We need to read it. You're not going to have a spruce lake every week. It's once a year. But you know what? The Word of God, you have it with you in your hand. And you need to know the authority of the Lord, to know how to subject yourself to the Lord. It is the Word of God.
If I may ask the young ones, just finishing the, shall no razor come upon his head? The only one had such a desire that the scripture records as far as a person was Hannah. See, the other ones was a revelation from above. And just sometimes as young ones, you know, it would be nice to thank your parents, especially your mothers, that they have a desire before God to raise you in a way that is pleasing to the Lord. We take it for granted sometimes, and we dislike it sometimes, and you brought the father, the husband, the wife. But I just want to suggest this to you. There was only one woman in the scripture that had uttered before God that if you will give me a child, there shall be no razor that will come upon his head. Be thankful, please be thankful, that you have parents who desire in a spiritual way to cause you and to encourage you to live here in a path of separation, that which will delight and please the heart of God.
I think our time is gone for the morning session, so when we come back after lunch, we'll take up this thought of the dead things, and then also what happens when there is defilement, either willful or accidental, and what the remedies are in the Word of God.
Please, if you have any question or anything during lunchtime, ask, write on a piece of paper. You know, you need to get these things in. That's your chance.